My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday Travel and Cruise Industry News on this, the sixth day of June, 2023, coming to you from Central Virginia, Bedford County, right outside of Lynchburg. Today is going to be another nice day here up in the low 80s. It was very nice yesterday. I will probably get to spend some time out by the pool this afternoon. I do have a couple errands to run after the show today, but I should get out there. However, it's still too cold for me to get in. Considerably too cold. We got quite a few stories here this morning. Today's lead story, Princess Ship Rescues 67. The crew response was hailed by the CDC. To honk or not to honk? That is the question. Continuing issues with the Carnival Panorama. Chinese ship floats out. Marella Voyager inaugural cruise. And MSC launches Youth Lab. That and a lot more here live at 11 o'clock this morning. All right, folks, today is National Applesauce Cake Day. Not my favorite, but I will certainly have some. However, I'm not going to go in the kitchen and whip up, an applesauce cake this afternoon. However, if I had some, I'd eat it. I don't know. Maybe I can talk Amanda into fixing it. Nah, she's never fixed an applesauce cake. Anyway, that was a nice thought. If you're listening via the podcast, you're always welcome, of course. You can access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net. Usually within 15 minutes of the end of the show, it's posted. Or wherever you get your podcasts from. Like I spent some time yesterday with the folks at Apple Podcasts. So you just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you are listening via the podcast and want to hop over to the video feed, you can just go to the description. There'll always be a link for you to jump over to the video feed. I did not have time this morning to upload pictures from Cindy and Nick on the seaside. I will catch up with them tomorrow. Rochelle was in, where is she? She's in Croatia. And I did not get her stuff loaded today either. So I've got both of those to catch up on tomorrow. I do have a couple things from Hot Air Tom. You know, Hot Air Tom always has a tendency to get himself into trouble. So he decided he needed to make a phone call while he was over there. And he gets in the phone booth and he comes out and he hollers at one of the passing bobbies. That's the police. That's the cops over there. And he says, "Hey, dude, you got a quarter?" Well, you don't ask the police that if they have a quarter, especially since quarters don't fit in phones in England, Hot Air Tom. And then he ran into a friend of his from TWB, and they shared a pint. And he sat down to dinner and had a piece of roast beef, as you can see here. Unfortunately, he asked for some horseradish, and you see the dish next to him. It looks like an ice cream scoop of horseradish. Now, some of you may remember from when I traveled with Hot Air Tom, is that he has a tendency to slather things with horseradish. So he takes a perfectly good piece of beef, and he probably has an inch thick layer of horseradish on top. Interestingly enough, he takes one bite and he about explodes. Now he's sweating. He can't catch his breath because he has way too much horseradish. And apparently that's pretty stout horseradish over there in the UK. Sorry, Hot Air Tom. I thought it was kind of funny. All right, the lead story today. Wow, what a rescue this is. In a remarkable act of maritime solidarity, the Sapphire Princess, you know, I'll be on the Sapphire Princess August 30th. That's the ship I'll be on for my hosted Alaska cruise with Nate and company. The Sapphire Princess rescued 51 passengers and 16 crew members from a distressed expedition ship in Glacier Bay following an engine room fire. The incident occurred early in the morning yesterday while the Sapphire Princess was en route to Glacier Bay. No guests or crew were injured during the incident. Sapphire Princess was alerted by the U.S. Coast Guard to assist Wilderness Discoverer, a small vessel from Adventure Smith Explorations. The expedition ship had become disabled in Glacier Bay following an engine room fire. Responding promptly, Sapphire Princess dispatched a water shuttle to transfer all 67 individuals from the Wilderness Discoverer to the Princess ship. The successful operation shows the effectiveness of the safety of life at sea regulations, which mandate that ships near a distress signal must provide assistance. The crew of the Sapphire Princess, led by Captain Todd McBain, provided a swift and effective response. And of course, I'll be with Captain McBain in just about six weeks or so from now? 8 weeks? I guess 8 weeks. All right, folks, Father Day's coming up. Your dad deserves the best. Why not give him the gift of mobility? Now through June 18th, you can save 10% on mobility scooters or power chairs or regular scooters or any mobility devices from a scooter round. 10% off site-wide. All you have to do is use the code DAD2023 and get 10% off. Scooters and electric wheelchairs, shop online or call 844-664-7467. You can use the SRN number 11137, and we get a little assistance to the channel. All right. Yeah, I should have taken that off, shouldn't I? All right, the CDC got on the horn yesterday and raved about how the outbreak of norovirus during the cruise on May 15th to the 25th on the Celebrity Summit was handled. The Summit cruise sailed from New Jersey to Oak Bluffs on Martha's Vineyard, King's Wharf in Bermuda, and Charleston in South Carolina. During that cruise, 152 guests, of the about 7% of the guests on board, and 25 crew members, about 2.5% of the total crew, fell ill. The CDC investigated the incident. Norovirus, often called the stomach flu or stomach bug, is a highly contagious virus that is particularly challenging to control on cruise ships due to the close living quarters, shared dining areas, and the rapid turnover of passengers. In response to the norovirus outbreak, the CDC has hailed the excellent response of Celebrity Cruises and the crew on board the Summit cruise ship. They ramped up cleaning and disinfection procedures following the ship's outbreak prevention and response plan to curb the spread of the virus, and were quite successful. So congratulations to our friends on the Summit. All right, I'll be back after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
To honk or not to honk? That is the question. That might sound a little strange, but I'm sure this might make a little more sense. Invergordon, a popular cruise destination in Scotland, has been in the spotlight recently. A long-standing tradition of cruise ships sounding their horn when leaving port has been questioned following a single complaint from a resident. One complaint. This resulted in local authorities requesting cruise ships to silence their farewell honks. Invergordon is a popular cruise destination where cruises to the UK is seen as the gateway to the beautiful Scottish Highlands. Based on the Cromarty Firth Sea Arm, several cruise lines regularly visit the port, including Viking, Aida, Holland America, and Mein Schiff. Even though only one complaint sparked the controversy, the port authority has been seeking the community's views on the future of the popular honking practice. 1,200 people signed the petition backing the horn blasts, showing strong support for maintaining the tradition. Under UK or international maritime law, no specific regulation prohibits cruise ships from blowing their horns when departing from a port. However, local regulators can ban the practice if it goes against noise pollution regulations in the areas of natural importance. The tradition of sounding the ship's horn when leaving port is steeped in maritime history. Modern cruise ships often sound their horns when leaving port as a sign of farewell and to mark the beginning of their next voyage. So, Invergordon, 1,200 against, one in favor. That's a licking. You know, we talked last week about the Panorama. Well, she's still having problems. Guests booked on upcoming sailings of the Panorama have begun receiving notifications of the ship's ongoing technical issues that impacts its maximum cruising speed and therefore are causing itinerary delay, including delaying the ship's return to Long Beach. This can cause expensive complications for guests with post-cruise travel plans, and impacted travelers will want to make appropriate arrangements to adjust for the delays. The June 10th and June 17th sailings of Panorama, both seven-night Mexican Riviera itineraries, are just two of the future cruises impacted by the ship's ongoing technical difficulties, and guests booked on the voyages have begun receiving notification about itinerary adjustments. The email said the ship is experiencing an issue that's affecting the maximum cruising speed, and our team is working on a repair plan. They're still working on the plan. As a result, we have made adjustments to the itinerary for your cruise. Departure from Cabo is now set for 2 p.m., and the return to Long Beach will be at 9:30 a.m. The original itinerary, the ship was expected to depart from Cabo at 2:30 and arrive at Long Beach at 9. These changes, leaving Mexico 30 minutes earlier and arriving in California 30 minutes later, may even be minor, but they can have a dramatic impact on travelers who may have early flights scheduled from Long Beach or LAX. Similarly, guests who may have booked independent shore tours will need to contact their tour operator to advise them of the time adjustment to ensure they are not late returning to the ship. If the issue affecting the ship happens to worsen, it may be further delayed and its return to Long Beach could be even later, impacting even more travelers' post-cruise plans. Carnival Cruise Line, again, has still not specified what the issue is impacting the Panorama, only that a repair plan is being formulated. Guests booked on upcoming cruises, however, have reported similar arrangements and time adjustments at least through early July, and additional sailings may continue to be impacted if the proper repairs cannot be made to the vessel in the next few weeks. You know, Carnival has had this issue on this size ship numerous times. The ones in the past have always been azapod issues, and they're not saying it's an azapod issue. You might recall a couple years ago, they set up a dry dock at sea, a portable dry dock, and took the ship completely out of the water to repair it. They've had a couple go in for unscheduled dry docks to repair it. The Joy that I was on had an issue like that, and they were able to repair it on the fly. So I'm not entirely sure what's causing it. But again, you know, Carnival is not being forthright on what's going on. They're just, each cruise is being adjusted and screwing up people on the back end. So, anyway, all right, the next story, we got to go on the other side of the other pond. Under construction in China for Adora Cruises, the Adora Magic City was floated out last week. The vessel is now undergoing a six-day undocking operation that includes a series of trials and equipment testing. According to reports in the Chinese media, The ship is then set to depart on its first set of sea trials in July. Shane Renfing, managing director of CSSC Carnival Cruise Shipping Limited, said building large cruise ship is a tremendous breakthrough in China's shipbuilding industry and a demonstration of the country's high-end equipment construction capabilities and comprehensive scientific and technological level. As the first large ship to be built in China, Adora Magic City showcases our commitment to providing an innovative and premium cruise experience. We look forward to welcoming guests on board and creating unforgettable memories together. The current undocking operation began this weekend when the flooding of the vessel's building dock was initiated. The final stages of construction at Wangequiao Shipyard in Shanghai, the Adora Magic City, is scheduled to be delivered before the end of this year. The first large ship ever built in China, the new build will be operated by Adora Cruises, who plans to deploy it on a series of domestic and international itineraries departing from Shanghai. A joint venture between Carnival Corporation and China State Shipbuilding Corporation, the Adora brand was launched late last year. All right. We had some reports of some folks who were on Morella Voyager on the Shakedown cruise. Well, she's sailing. The cruise industry is excited as the former Mindshifters makes its grand return to the seas, this time under the name of Morella Voyager. Operated by Morella Cruises, the renowned British cruise line belonging to the TUI group, the vessel embarked on its inaugural voyage from the port of Palma de Mallorca on Saturday. This marks the final official voyage of Morella Cruises, with the ship undergoing notable changes and sporting the brand's distinctive hull livery. Of course, I call that a paint job. Embarking from Palma, Mallorca, the first cruise will take guests on a captivating journey through the Western Mediterranean. Stops along the way include Ajaccio in Corsica, the eternal city of Civitavecchia, the enchanting coastal city of Livorno, the picturesque St. Raphael, and the vibrant city of Barcelona. The enticing itinerary offers a blend of culture, historical marvels, and breathtaking coastal scenery, ensuring an unforgettable holiday experience. So Morella is underway on its inaugural voyage. We look forward to hearing from some folks that are on that vessel. And finally this morning, from our friends at MSC, a specially equipped venue, MSC Foundation Lab will be introduced on board MSC Euribia, alongside a related program aimed at building a sustainable future through engagement with young people. The program called Next, A Sustainable Future for Our Next Generation, has been designed by MSC Foundation in close partnership with the United Nations World Tourism Organization to deliver 2 hours a day of activities connected with sustainability on board the ship. These have teamed up with the MSC Cruises Youth Entertainment Division to launch the venue and program. So, good things are happening on board the MSC Euribia as it is getting, or is now sailing. So, the Euribia. I keep stumbling over the tongue twister there. So, That's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. Let's go see who's over in the chat room, if anybody, today. Ah, there's Elizabeth down in Cozumel. Buena dias, the Chili in the gang. Mike's with us. Hi, Mike. Dennis is here. What do you say, Dennis? There's Melissa. Good morning. Had a great time on the JJ Group Cruise. Missing my friends. No, I loved the group cruise last year as well, Melissa. Joanne's with us. Good morning, Joanne. Steve's here. Hey, Steve. I like to slather my Bloody Marys with horseradish. Yeah, but my goodness. I mean, I know you like spicy things, Elizabeth. So do I, but not to that extent. And I love horseradish, but I take that in a, you know, a whole lot less on a piece of roast beef. Emily's here. Hello, Chilean gang. Hi, Emily. Nikki's with us. Hi, Nick. All it takes is one person not washing their hands. Yeah, isn't that the truth? Washy, washy, washy. Yeah, I agree. That's one of the things that clearly has been a benefit of the pandemic, is that so many of us who were awful about that, and I'm the first one to admit that I was, have gotten much better with that after the histrionics on the cruise ships, and you got in the habit of doing it. I mean, I keep, where's it? It's right over here. You know, I keep the sanitizer on my desk all the time. I use it constantly. And that's in here. I mean, obviously, in, you know, the restroom, the kitchen, I, you know, set up for hand washing too. Sonny's with us in Mississippi. Hi, Sonny. Joanne loves some good horseradish. Me too. Yes, you got it. Euribia. Roll the R. You're the only cruise logger that cares enough to properly pronounce Euribia. Yes, I try. Euribia. I'm not real good at the rolling of the R's. I realize that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. I've got some errands to run. Hope to get out to the pool this afternoon. I can't stay out in the sun very long anymore because of this stupid medication I'm on. But I do want to get out there for a while. Maybe I have to do some pool cleaning. I have to see if I can run the vacuum. Back the pool from my chair. Maybe. We'll see. I know I can't stand up long enough to do it anymore. That doesn't work. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. As always, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget, thumbs up. I always appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed, please consider to do so. I'd like to reach 10,000 by tomorrow. 10,000 subscribers let's say 10,000 subscribers by Friday. How's that? Just subscribe and hit the bell notification. You'll know, be notified when I go live or when a new video is up. All right, guys, that's it for today. I will see everybody tomorrow, same time, same station. With hopefully some good news on lots of issues. So I'll talk to everybody soon. As always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a phenomenal day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.